started shooting the pinball and started to lie for a truck driver job. I qualified. I got the job and started up the road. I got lost on the very first load, but that's truck driving. Well, I asked a man at a country store how to get on the route to Baltimore. He spit his tobacco with a twisted smile, said you have to go back about 25 miles, but that's truck driving. When I got back over on the right route, I wound it up and let it all hang out. It was almost through the Carolina State. Looked at my watch and I was 3 hours late, but that's truck driving. A little farther up across the line, I met some cowboy that gave me the wine. I passed another truck and a couple of cars at 60 miles an hour and through radar, but that's truck driving. Well, the trooper that stopped me, his face was frowned. He stood 6'6" and weighed 300 pounds. I couldn't get a break from that hard-boiled cop. He hauled me off to the JP shop, but that's truck driving. I left the JP shop at 4:45, forgot I was over on my drive. I got to the scales at 9:30, and that's where I paid a big, big fine, but that's truck driving. I left the scales and went on up the road, and I found the place I supposed to unload. The consignee there was grouching slow. A pinball machine got the rest of my dough, but that's truck driving. I called my boss to send me 50 skins. He cussed and he swore and says, where you been? I need you back down this end of the road. You ought to be leaving here now with another load. But that's truck driving. Well, he made me mad when he cussed me out, so I wound it up and I headed back south. I took a few pills, was running too fast, got on the wrong road and hit a low underpass. But that's truck driving. When I got back home and pulled in the yard, he cussed again, said, boy, you fired. Speaking for myself, boy, that ain't bad luck. I'd never get nowhere while driving a truck, if that's truck driving.
I knew that someday I just had to be a truck driver, cause it holds a fascination for me. To have somebody paying me a living wage to travel all over the country. I told the man at the terminal I'll work real hard, even 8 or 9 hours a day. I'll never forget the way that he laughed and the things that I had to say. He said, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start a learning fast. You got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving and a whole lot of fuel to burn. Well, it's a heck of a life being married to diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Well, the first rig I drove was a cab over Jimmy Stop at every truck stop I would see. Drinking hot coffee, talking that trash to the waitress, truck driver with a capital T. I headed east from Louisiana, darn near fast. Kelly's hit the air just to turn her around. When I finally got a stop, I was still headed east, but my critter was Texas bound. I said, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start learning it fast. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Boy, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving and a whole lot of fuel to burn. It's a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Well, I ordered me a steak when 6 motorcycle riders came in and started strutting their stuff.
Saying, hey, man, you one of them truck drivers that's supposed to be so tough.
Well, they ruined my steak, so I just paid up and left.
He ain't so tough, I heard one of them shout. Waitress said he ain't much of a truck driver either. He run over 6 motorcycles pulling out.
I said, you boys got a lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start learning it fast. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Boy, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving and a whole lot of fuel to burn. It's a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Yeah, it's a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Yeah, you gotta get that education.
Learn how to make that logbook out. Shift them gears, boy. Wrap that engine up. Here it goes. Then when you pass a Greyhound bus, you go like this.
Hello, I'm a truck. You've heard songs about truck drivers. Many times their stories told, how they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road, bout the Feather River Canyon and climbing the old grapevine, that old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they've left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They'll drive their way glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Well, there he sits in that tray, drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably telling them how he topped that hill 10 miles back. He ought to tell them how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was sitting up on Jack. Or how we took that curve over on 66. Hadn't been for me hanging on the shoulder, we'd have both wound up in the ditch. If we're on time, he takes the credit. If we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills with shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My tack are running red lights, sucking diesel from the tanks. I take him south and bring him back without a word of thanks. So now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. And what do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me next to that little pink Mac sitting over there? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flaps. And talk about stacked, they're both chromed. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on the tires. You know, for 2 pints of diesel, I'd have a flat on the inside dual. Ha, that fix him. I never did like the way he drives anyhow. Thinks he's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why you don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
See the big wheels rolling, hear the engines roar. With a heavy load upon the road, the big trucks roll once more. Along the great Hume Highway, with 15 tons or more, the transport trucks are rolling, rolling out once more. 300 horsepower pulling, 300 horsepower strong, dragging up a winding hill, the big trucks move along. The driver in the big cab is master of it all. He has to be a sturdy man to make the long slow haul. It's a lonely life upon the road, a lonely life they lead. They've gotta be strong, they've gotta be tough, they've gotta be a hardy breed. Pacific and Great Western, New England and stuff too. Halfway you'll find them rolling to haul the big load through. To guard against intruders, he's faithful dog, he's crew. He watches while the truckie sleeps, a thing he's trained to do. The truckie knows each weighbridge, his logbook's always right. 8 hours driving, 10 hours rest is what the law provides. road, he'll give a helping hand. It's a lonely life upon the road, lonely life they lead. They've gotta be tough, they've gotta be strong, they've gotta be a hardy breed. Onward they are rolling through the endless nights, battling sleep and weariness and glaring traffic lights. When the truck's unloaded at the journey's end, a meal and well and rest, and then they're on the road again. It's a lonely life upon the road, lonely life they lead. They've gotta be tough, they've gotta be strong, they've gotta be a hardy breed. They've gotta be tough, they've gotta be strong, they've gotta be a hardy breed.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the fried Sebagos. He's got to catch the bolt to make Fermentine, then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock. And the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now I know a lot of people from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, cause they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big trucker rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, cause that's Bud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud on the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
Now 75 or 85 or I-20 t'other way, turn your spouts to the right and in the night you hear some good buddy say,
"Breaker, breaker, got a picture taker, old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CB. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxes and all them buyers out there flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life, you see, B's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers, Hot Biscuits, Merle Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down coming out of Lake City, I was checking out seat covers young and pretty, when all of a sudden there come a call over my CB ringing wall to wall. Said, "Go to Double Nickel, said you hit the ridge, cause there's a smoky picture taker to the other side of the bridge." Oh, mercy. Appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle out? Come on. Got any county mounties out there prowling? Come on. And he said,
10-4 back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon Town. Gonna see my mama, sure. Well, the birds are gone. Let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond Town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
Oh, All right, why not? Hammer down, you got the mean machine here. Well, there I was streaking, my needle was a-peaking, right around 79. That old diesel juice was a-getting loose, and everything was fine. When wall to wall, I got a call from a front door Big Bear trapper.
Said, break 19, good buddy of mine, you got a smoky and a plain white wrapper.
When I jammed my stick and lost 20 quick, you could hear them gears a-tearing. I got passed by a beaver in a Camaro when I was cruising along and going so slow I could count every button on that frilly blouse she was a-wearing. Of course, they weren't the one. Hey there, Super Trooper. Yeah, that's a crafty smoky over there at the CB of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one off of Super Trooper. Come on.
In four, back door, put the pedal in the metal, what you waiting for? If that old light can't stay inside, gonna leave you here and say no more, how about it?
Whoa now, buddy, that's fight and talk. I'll get up there and blow your doors off. Fly hammered down like I had wings, little gravels in my wheels going ping, ping, ping. About the time I hit 92, I saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true, but there it was, it going blue, blue, blue.
Uh-oh. Bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot.
Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig. And right there and then it come to me, wall to wall. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadow of Smoky Bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Break 19 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, Smoky old buddy, tell me if I'm right, or you my front door, you the White Knight, come on. And he said,
10-4. Back door, you in a heap of trouble, boy, for sure. Gonna read you your rights and treat you fair. Just pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, cause you gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight running front doors that White Knight. How about it? 40 miles over speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
That's it, cotton pickers, I've done been grounded, my tail in jail and my rig impounded. So when you're coming through the Georgia night, don't never get no front door called a White Knight. No, sir, wind up in the pokey with Smokey. I'm gonna pull that old CB thing out with the wires.
Just an old country boy, I went into town. My wife said I needed a job and I was looking around. With my clothes all ragged, I was down on my luck. I decided I'd like to wheel a truck, a Big Mac, fancy boots, and flirt with the women too. The boss man said you're big and stout, you look kind of dumb, I'll try you out. Hand me some bills and I ain't joking, said wind her up and keep her smoking. I wound her out, had the gears down pat, old Mac a run like a scalded cat. I was looking in the trees and under the rocks and run through the radar in an old mailbox. When that farmer looked at that mailbox, saw that radar set, he let out a yell and jumped 10 feet. I reckon he's running in. He jumped the road and took to the field. The dust boiled up like an automobile. When he got to the house, he was really running and hollering, "Look out, Ma, the Russians is coming." I passed the radar and looked back in the trees and seen a state trooper down on his knees. I thought he was praying beside the car. He was hooking up the wires to the old radar. I saw a black Ford come out flying, the burning rubber, boy, I ain't lying. My buddy looked at me and said, "What was you saying?" I said, "Hush up, boy, I was praying." Well, he took me back to a little old town where the JP said I better stick around. Now, me and that judge had quite a session. He figures he's gonna teach me a lesson. Call back back home and couldn't get no bail, so I'm still down here in this lousy jail, eating fat bag, black-eyed peas, little cornbread tea.
My daddy was a truck driver, begging strong. He was hoping for a son. Then I came along. He said, my boy will grow up to be a truck driving man. Well, I grew up, and here I am.
He's the bestest thing alive when he puts that truck in overdrive.
The safest thing for you to do is hide.
Little diesel driving devil. Stand back. Get you right in the center line. I got the biggest, prettiest truck on the road. The grill and the bumpers are 12-karat gold. Blue sidewall tires and spoke hub caps. Twin radio aerials and pink mud flaps. When people see me coming, boy, they get off the road. Take one look, they don't even want close. On the front and the back, there's big neon lights. Flash on and off and say, dynamite! Little diesel driving devil. Hey. Everybody in the ditch. This little old lady was stopped for a light, so I sneaked up close until our bumpers were tight. I let all five of them big air horns roar. Bless her heart, blew her through the top of the car. On a long haul in this truck of mine, I got in the middle of the road and just follow that line. Never waste time counting sheep. I just open that throttle up and go to sleep.
He's the bestest thing alive when he puts that truck in overdrive.
The safest thing for you to do is hide.
That's right. Little diesel driving devil. Scare you to death. Highway patrol won't touch me unless they're in groups.
I drive a big freight liner and I made my last payment today. And I drive to all points out of New York City to L.A. Well, that little woman smiles when I believe her. I'll soon be back, I got the fever. She's a believer. I got the freight liner fever. Now there's a railroad running by a highway out in Santa Fe. Passed an old freight train I'm making his run the other day. Merle Haggard said to his fireman so pale, we're gonna blow the freight train off of the rails. He got the fever. He got the freight liner fever. Well, Pierce said, box what you carrying in the cigarette pack. I said, I got my second driver and he's gonna drive her all the way back. It's a big black pill so round and round. The driver called it West Coast turn around. It's for the fever. That old freightliner fever. Sabine in Wheeling, West Virginia. And I passed Del Reese in Shreveport, Louisiana. Dick Curtis got hung on a hill up in Maine. I pulled him over with my 40-foot chain. He got the fever. He got the freightliner fever. I mean, I passed everything from a Jimmy to a Greyhound bus. I'm gonna spend a few days on the coast at the end of my run. Old giddy up go and a little bit of luck. Gonna pass Red Simpson and his runaway truck. He got the fever.
He got the freightliner fever.
Well, Spears said, box what you carrying in the cigarette pack. I said, I got the second driver, and he's gonna drive her all the way back. It's a big black bill, so long and so round to a driver. It's a West Coast turnaround. It's for the fever, that old Freightliner fever. Yeah, I pass them all out here on these old roads, all them old country boys. There's Kenny Rogers, Charlie Pride, Mel Tillis, Mo Bandy, Mickey Gilly, Boxcar Willie, Porter Wagner, Johnny Russell, eating up the freeway, Bill Anderson. Wow, there goes Dolly. Got two buses. Boy, I'd like to be her driver.
You see it at the truck shows, out there on the open road, even in the driveway at his house. Johnny keeps it spit shine, shining on it all the time. He wants it looking good when he goes out. Why do people laugh at him and shake their head when he pulls in the parking lot? He's just another trucker man, trying his best to fit right in, but fit or not, he drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah. Now he could have a green one, although he's never seen one that looks as good as what he's got right now. Black might look more manly, or red like Christmas candy might help his clearance lights and chrome stand out. Then maybe that would be enough to end the jokes about his truck from all his friends. But he'll live with the teasing, 'cause he ain't out for pleasing no one but him. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it.
You know, there's a lot of truck drivers out there on the road, and just like Johnny, a purple truck is their second home. And they'll be the first to tell you, son,
you better leave old Johnny alone. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that royal purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah, he drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it.
It takes a real man to have the guts to drive a purple truck like that. Hey, don't make fun of that purple truck. Just look at them lime green ones. I wouldn't make fun of that banana-looking yellow truck over there.
Getting married to my pickup truck, It never leaves me when I'm down on my luck. He didn't shop at fancy stores or have a lawyer or want a divorce. He doesn't care if I stay out late. He doesn't bitch about the money I make. We'll be together till the end. It won't sleep with my best friend. I'm gonna get down on one knee and ask my truck if it'll marry me. I'll never drive another car. We'll honeymoon at the titty bar. I'm gonna have the time of my life. The exhaust pipes are tighter than my ex-wife. You think I'm crazy, but listen to this. I can bring home a hooker and it won't get pissed, no. Wedding ring won't cost me a buck when I get married to my pickup truck.
He was a truck driving man. This cat, he had nine wives. Oh, I did every state from Carolina to California, and he took all the women for a ride. He'd kiss a different one goodbye each morning. Then he would be on his way with a little pleasure along Highway 80. It took him 9 days to cross the USA. Sometimes he was a little confused, walking around like he was in a fog. He couldn't remember their names, so he wrote them all down in his log. He was a truck driving man. This cat, he had nine wives. Oh, I've never stayed from Carolina to California, and he took all the women for a ride. Then one day it had to happen. He ran off the mountainside. They looked at his log and they found nine women had to be notified. The women, they came with all their children. Each one said, yeah, that's my fault. The women, they finally agreed. They were just widows-in-law. Now that the funeral is over, his belongings they were divided up. You ought to have seen those little women cutting up that old diesel truck. He was a truck-driving man. This cat, he had nine wives. Alive in every state from Carolina to California. And he took all the women for a ride. And he took all the women for a ride.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to yet another edition of the Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC. Of course, today we're looking at trucks. There was a time when I used to be a truck driver. Those are the good old days. And before I get to the playlist, there is something I want to share with you. I'm doing this on a Saturday. Usually I do them on Sunday, but today I need a bit of a diversion because about 5 hours ago, my wife and I had to take our cat Ozzy into the vet to be put down. It was kind of a shock. We didn't even know about it 24 hours ago. But what happened is that apparently he was infected with feline AIDS. All right? Just like human AIDS. You get it from being born with it, a blood transfusion, or, you know, say, trading blood in a fight with another cat. He hasn't been himself for a while. We've been trying to figure out. And after a bunch of tests and about $1,400, we found out the truth. And rather than let him suffer, we took him in this morning, first thing this morning, and did what we had to do. It's a really sad thing, and I'm just really kind of in shock still, so you'll forgive me. And also, there's a apparent Cox on FMU Cats. Sister Chris lost one not long ago. Irene Trudell lost one. Ken Friedman lost his dog pretty much the same time as we did. And it's just like, what the hell? So anyway, I know you. I know you're joining me and wishing me well, but also think about the other ones that are out there and you know, be nice to your own kitties, okay? So here's a playlist. We started with Slim Jacobs. That's Truck Driving. He's from Australia, of course. An Awful Lot to Learn About Truck Driving was Red Simpson, the master of truck songs. Red Simpson again. Hello, I'm a truck. Tex Williams, not our Tex Williams, but the Australian Tex Williams, and that was called Hardy Breed. We heard from Stompin' Tom Connors, big favorite here at Bitslap Central, and that was Bud the Spud. Cletus Maggard, you remember him, that was the White Knight. I think that was his hit. He didn't have too many of them. We heard from a guy named Coleman Wilson, the green truck driver's first experience with radar. We've all had experiences of that. And then Don Bowman, Little Driving Diesel. Boxcar Willie, another legend. That was Freightliner Fever. I used to drive a Freightliner box truck. You know, one of those van delivery things that is always in the middle of the street in New York City. Yep, one of them was me probably at some point. That's where I drove, in New York City and out to Long Island. And ever since I got here, I don't want to drive anymore. More on that some other time. We heard from Leland Martin, the Royal Purple Peterbilt. Pickup truck song was Rodney Carrington and then Jim Nesbitt, the truck driving cat with the nine wives. So, okay, I hope that's not your problem. You got 99 problems. Nine wives is not one of them. So, all right, so we carry on here at Bitslap Central. Jersey is still here. She's still quite healthy at 13 years old, and we're going to make sure we keep her that way. So stay tuned. I got more trucks for you, including one coming up that you'll surely wish you never heard again. Okay?
Got a copy on me, Pigpen, come on. Oh, negatory, Pigpen, there ain't no way out except for that one Atlantic Ocean. Now listen, drop them hogs off in Omaha and get over here in the short, cause it definitely looks like we got us a problem.
Bears to the left, bears to the right, we didn't have no place to go. They had us backed up clean to the shore, and them cab over peach don't float. I said, Pigpen, I got me a good idea. Them friends of Jesus gonna save us. So praise the Lord, Mr. Ford, and follow that microbus 10-4. Whales. Sank about 110 of them. I says, Pigpen, they just didn't have no faith. They definitely gone 10-7. By the time we got into that Piccadilly town, about half of them was lost at sea. I says, break 1-9 for a 10-33. What we got was the cotton pick of BBC.
Hey, say, Faversham, looks like the Americans have got themselves another bloody convoy.
Oh, 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 and a thousand.
Thames. Look at them all. Half of them are sinking in the Thames. Hello. Some of our truck chaps are assisting them. Good show, actually. Oh, well, 10-4, all that rubbish.
Well, we crossed that channel like snakes on glass and stormed the beach about dawn. I says, grab your shifters and punch 13. We all going trucking on the Autobahn. Now, Pigpen, this here's the ultimate slab, because there goes a Mercedes truck. He says, break 1-3 for the strudel machine. He just blew the doors off in the duck. How about it?
Oh, sounds terrible, Duck. We are receiving varn to varn, but the speed limit of the Autobahn is 12 nickels. You've traveled too slow, but they're going to see you around. They're going to be the same.
Well, we stopped for a coffee in West Berlin. The British had 100-mile key. I says, Pigpen, from here on, it's wall-to-wall bears. He says, bash the wall, we're going to see. Well, the big red bears must have been in the bush, but we didn't see it one all day. So we raked up the leaves and we shook out the trees till we finally had something to say. You got it.
Comrade,
duck. You have been given a tilde blake in the lands to get your cotton picking trucks out of the USSR. You will copy. Well, we shot them rigs through Salt Mine City with a hammer and a sickle on down. Then we hit the fan through the sea of Japan, tuned into Transistor Town. I says, Big Ben, this here must be a place, cause everybody's eating with steaks. He says, 10-4, this here is CB land, cause my cattle knob just went crank.
Ah, so, loving duck, you have a nice day today, a better day tomorrow. We catch you on trip prop, this one kamikaze Ozzy. We gone, sayonara.
Yo, ho, ho, and a thousand ducks gonna take a bath with a lumber cap. Yo, ho, ho, and a rat's a rat, round the world with a lumber
cap. Ah, 10-4, Big Ben, what's your 20? Australia? Mercy sakes, ain't nothing down there but Tasmanian devils and them Q-Ala bears. What's that? No double nickel lemon. We're gonna be there in short, Big Ben. This here's Rubber Dub 10-10 and doing it to it like Pruitt used to do it to it. We gone. Bye-bye.
Bertha! Bertha! Bertha, that truck driving queen. I was riding my thumb out across the state. Truck pulled up and hit them big air brakes right outside of Abilene. I met Big Bertha, the truck driving queen. She shook my hand and put her glove back on. Jumped on the gears like a dog on a bone. Water chowed her back bulging in her mouth. Grabbed a handful of wheel and whipped the big truck south. Oh, Big Bertha, Bertha the truck driving queen. Oh, Big Bertha, Bertha the truck driving queen. Believe that she was still grabbing gears. Speed of meter at 103. She missed the stick and grabbed my knee. Well, I closed my eyes, afraid to look, praying for the minute I climb out of that truck. She let out a howl and said, "Looky here, Shug, I'm gonna knock the ears off the dog on the hood." Oh, Big Bertha, Bertha the truck driving queen. Oh, Big Bertha, Bertha the truck driving queen. She had one arm against my chin, shoved so hard she got off my wind. She said, "Little feller, I'm looking for a man. I'm gonna get him any way that I can." Then the truck started spitting and it came to a stop. Jumped to the ground and started yelling for a cop. Wanted him to save me from the love charm. This man-sized woman with man-sized arms.
Oh, Big Bertha, Bertha the truck driving queen. Oh, Big Bertha, Bertha the truck driving queen.
Come all of you truckers and listen to me. Valerie said I'm a devil from Tennessee. Never saw a trucker so doggone mean. I'm a telling you boys, you better let him be. Tall, broad shouldered and really big. You ought to see him handle his rig. He shifts the gears, don't make a sound as he rode down the road from town to town. I don't want him messing with me. That diesel driving devil from Tennessee. I met him down in New Orleans. While stopped at a truck stop having some beans. Two young hippies were standing his way. I'll never forget it till my dying day. He grabbed a boat, got his fist full of hair. I'll swear he's big as a grizzly bear. He banged his head together till the teeth fell out. Then he raised his leg and booted him out. I don't want him messing with me. That diesel driving devil from Tennessee. I sure don't want him messing with me. That diesel driving devil from Tennessee.
I drive all over this country, and every now and then me and the boys, we stop off at the truck stop and have a cup of coffee and talk about different things. The other day we was talking about flying saucers, and the boys asked me, you believe in flying saucers? And I said, no. That is, till the other day I was driving along this Texas turnpike, and here's what happened. Well, the sun had set on a windy Texas turnpike, and I was just about an hour from the Oklahoma line. The sky came a big old flying saucer, and I swear it nearly caused me to go blind. Well, he pulled right up alongside my big old diesel. There was this little green man with a smile on his little green face. He said something in a tongue that I couldn't even understand, but I knew one thing, Lord, he looked like he wanted to race. No, I don't care if it came from outer space. Well, there ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. No, there ain't no machine around gonna take its place. Cause I turned around and I left him in a cloud of snow. Now you can believe my story if you want to, or you can shake your head and say I've lost my mind. But sometime make a run with me to Tulsa, cause he waits for me on the Texas borderline. No, I don't care if it came from outer space. No, there ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. Well, there ain't no machine around gonna take its place. Well, there ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel.
That wind and wander across this lonesome land sure can get weary sometimes, especially when you get a flat on the old diesel. I was barreling down old 77 one day, and I just passed a hobo who'd given me the thumb, and I gave him the thumb back and kept going. And wouldn't you know it, about a quarter of a mile further, I pulled up on the shoulder with a flat on the right rear. And as I stood there looking at it, shaking my head, uttering some profane syllables, the hobo walked up and said to me,
"Have a flat?"
"No, thanks, I got one."
"It ain't too bad, it's only flat on the bottom."
Oh, brother, you could tell this guy'd been out of circulation for a long time.
"What you gonna do about it?"
"Well, I was just gonna look for a man to help me fix it."
"Good, I'll help you look for him."
"How about you?"
"Yeah, how about me?"
"Well, I mean, how about you giving me a hand?"
"Oh, I'd like to help you, buddy, but I'm too light for heavy work and too heavy for light work."
"And too lazy."
"Well, that might fit in there someplace."
"Well, thanks a lot. I'll fix it myself."
"And I'll supervise the job." Say, old buddy, how about giving me a dime for a piece of cake?
Well, if that don't beat all, and it's cake you want.
Well, today's my birthday.
All right, help me fix this flat, and I'll buy you a full dinner.
Okay, you got a deal, but let me see the menu first.
Look, Buster, you know hard work won't kill you.
I don't know. I lost several wives that way.
Come on now, you look strong enough to work.
And you look handsome enough to be a movie star, but I see you're pushing this old diesel.
Surely you must have done some work.
Oh, yeah, I work now and then.
What do you do?
This and that.
Whereabouts?
Here and there.
I see.
Now, when you gonna give me that dime?
Sooner or later.
You can kid me if you wanna, but I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't change places with a guy that had $1 million.
Nah, how about $5 million?
Not even $5 million.
How about $10 million?
Not even, well, nah, that's different. You're talking real dough.
Now, look here, you no-good, mangy, knock-kneed, bow-legged, ball-headed, two-bit hobo.
Who are you calling bow-legged?
Now, look, you're going to help me fix this flat or I'm going to break your...
Careful, chum, you'll bend the suit.
Now, for the last time, are you or ain't you?
You get so excited. Okay, I'll help you. Let me take a look at that tire. Just as I thought. That ain't no blowout, just a slow leak. Hand me that tire pump.
And friends, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. That tramp took that pump, and with one hand, mind you, pumped that big tire full of air in no time.
Well, what do you know? No flat.
Partner, I want to thank you. Hop in the cab, and the next stop we make, I'll buy you the biggest steak and the best cake they've got in the house.
Sounds like a winner.
Just one thing, though. I noticed you only used one hand on that tire pump. How come?
Oh, I don't know, except this arm's broke.
Broke?
Just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry, old buddy. How did it happen?
Well, it was like this. I got a hold of this copy of the Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Go on.
And I broke my arm filling out order blanks.
Oh, no. Come on. Let's hit the road.
I was pulling up a hill that's known as the Devil's Crest. All in 36 ton on a run called the Nitro Express. There was nothing but curves a running from the top on down. And at the bottom of the grade set a quiet little country town.
Well, I was driving off the top when she jarred and the drive shaft broke. Started pumping up the brakes, so I'm going in a big cloud of smoke. Keep her upright, I knew I had to do my best. Against a runaway bomb they call the Nitro Express.
There was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires and smoke and squealed. I had to ride her down and I couldn't jump free, or there'd be a big hole where that little town used to be.
Trailer lean each time that I took another curve. My hands started sweating and I knew I was losing my nerve. And I was cussing each rock and every inch of the Devil's Crest. While fighting with the wheel of a rig called the Nitro Express.
I sideswiped a mountain so I'd slow her down by rubbing her side. And when the sparks started flying, man, it looked like the 4th of July. I finally got her stopped, but mister, I'm gonna confess, that's the last run I'm making in a rig called the Nitro Express. There was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down and I couldn't jump free, or there'd be a big hole where that little town used to be. There was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down and I couldn't jump free,
or there'll be a big hole where that little town used to be. Hey, Red,
still driving that Nitro Express?
Nah, I got out of that mess.
Well, I don't blame you. That's a tough road to hold.
Dudley even quit.
Dudley even quit.
Yeah, he gone.
He's back at the house watching TV.
Singing again.
Well, I loaded my truck in old L.A. and everything was a-going fine. I was on my way to Bakersfield, heading down that old grapevine. I was driving along, feeling mighty good, but I didn't have a care. Till I reached for the brakes and I found out I didn't have any there. Run away, I'm a-going down, down, down. Run away, dangerous curves all around. If I get out of this truck alive, well, there's one thing for sure. I ain't gonna drive this big old truck no more. Well, I started picking up speed as each white line I passed by. And I knew if I didn't ride her out, that I would surely die. My head started thumping, my heart started beating, I didn't know what to do. And that's when I heard myself saying a prayer or two. Run away, I'm a-going down, down, down. Run away, dangerous curves all around. If I get out of this truck alive, then there's one thing sure. I ain't a-gonna drive these big old trucks no more. Well, I finally reached the bottom. Boy, was I shook up. I opened the door and I crawled out and I walked away from that truck. I called a ride to the nearest town where I called my boss on the phone. I said, if you want that big iron monster, she's just sitting out there alone. Run away, I'm a-going down, down, down. Run away, dangerous curves all around. Well, I got out of that truck alive and there's one thing for sure. I ain't gonna drive them big old trucks no more. I ain't gonna drive them big old trucks no more.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sent you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home until he run around the country that away.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm a wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight.
Long strips of rubber that you see were burnt off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in this diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and try to beat this a pace I'm a-setting any time they can.
Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight. Well, I've pushed this rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, I swing north and run for Baltimore, or somewhere about 2,000 miles away.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a-dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight. And I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight.
I got a cute little
don't even know what I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, that ocean rolls are slow. And I'm going in Memphis, and a Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old girl in Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, drug driving son of a gun. This time, but from where I sit, I don't believe you say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy, and if you think I'm losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby, she's waiting back home for me, but there are six more towns to go. Back in Tennessee, I'm six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, drug driving son of a gun. Sometimes you'll get in a bind, but the day will come that'll bring you luck. Don't live too fast, just set your pace, and when it's over, you'll win that race. So hang on, boys, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Yeah, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying, you can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend, keep on trucking. In a life there's lots of little games, no one will ever take the blame for the bad, only the good. So be yourself, no need to fake it, life's no more than what you make it. Hang on, boy, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Yeah, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying, you can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, friend, keep on trucking, keep on trucking till you reach the top. Yeah, keep them wheels rolling, don't ever let them stop. Tell old bad luck that you ain't buying, you can't fail if you keep trying. Hang on, boys, keep on trucking. I say, hang on, gang, keep on trucking. Hey, hang on, world, and keep on trucking. I say, hang in there, we'll keep on trucking. Let me tell you, boys. Just
Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford with some difficulty. A moraine that we'd seen for a thousand years caused financial joys and biblical fears. It caused some smiles, it caused some tears, but more to the point of our story. For the first time in the collective memory, that old brown prairie that had been so dry for so long was very muddy, boggy, sticky. We'd pull one truck out and get another stuck in, and motors that roar and tires that spin would sink right down to the diff, and we'd all take turns and do it again until no one could move. We'd call one more friend, come on out here, we need you. Bring your truck. The Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chev unstuck when the Dodge showed up, but the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford to dodge, equal opportunity. Well, got me stuck in the mud so I couldn't rehearse, and Chavez too has missed his work. Richie, he now fears the worst. He stood up his ex-wife, she called him a jerk. Of course, Holtman didn't have nothing better to do. Yeah! Except ranch. Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Well, it was truck after truck, we all got stuck, except the big old 4x Hutterite truck. We all thought, Lord, are we in luck, but he wouldn't come anywhere near us. Mighty neighborly, mighty neighborly. We used a lot of our backs and a little of our brains. We jacked up the jacks and snugged up the chains. We all did our very best to refrain from shoveling. We put what timber we had underneath the wheels, and we was all out of sand, but managed to steal 2 sacks of the best modern canola seed you ever did see. That ought to give us some traction. Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck in the Chevron, stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Epilogue. We spilled genetically modified canola seed that was genetically modified for control of the weeds and for big old yields of margarine oil, raised hell all over that native prairie soil. Agriculture Canada is definitely going to be looking for us.
And hardly a highway remains. Gone are the days of the diesel and songs about wrecks in the rain. The Macs and McLeans have all rusted away. The harvesters rot in the sand. And in a deserted truck stop sits Tennessee Thompson, the world's last truck-driving man. He lit up the world's last Lucky, got his last cup of coffee refilled. Then he stared at the sky and for one final high took the world's last little white pill. He said, well, you are losing your truckers, and you suckers do not give a damn. You're freighting in space, and there just ain't no place for a hard-riding, truck-driving man. The world's last truck-driving man. His left arm is losing its tan. All went broke or just went up in smoke. He's the world's last truck driving man. Then he sat there and drank two old memories. Doreen sat there drying his tears. Doreen was the world's last truck stopping waitress. She was weary and worn with the years. So he put his last dime in the world's last jukebox for the lady he'd loved for so long. And there in that deserted truck stop they danced to the world's last truck driving song. Then he climbed up inside his old semi, and Doreen, she crawled up at his side. He shifted it down, and the diesel sad sound said, this is your last homeward ride. So he whispered 10-4 to her and the Lord as the microphone fell from his hand. And he came to the exit marked Tennessee Thompson, world's last truck-driving man. He was high-balling straight through
fly past the clouds through the sky on that highway that don't have an end. But you know that's heaven for Tennessee Thompson, the world's last truck driving man. And Doreen, the world's last truck driving man.
Okay, sorry, a little late here getting in. All right, so not a bad collection of truck driver songs, eh? I thought so. We started that set with C.W. McCall. That was, of course, the Rubber Duck. Not his big hit, that was Convoy, but this could also almost be called an answer song to it, since his whole career was an answer to Convoy. Bud Brewer after that, Big Bertha, the truck driving queen, Carol Huff, Diesel Driving Devil, not to be confused with Don Bowman. We heard from Brush Arbor, Trucker and the UFO, also known as Ain't No UFO Gonna Catch My Diesel. It's been done by a bunch of people, including Joe Dolce, the What's the Matter Your Face, or whatever that song was. He did that. Sometime we'll play that for you. The Gear Jammer and the Hobo was Red Sovine and Johnny Bond. Junior Brown after that, the Nitro Express. Truck Driver King, Red Simpson. Boy, we got a lot from him today, don't we? And that was The Runaway Truck, another one of his bigger hits. Looking at the World Through a Windshield was Del Reeves. I'm guessing that Through the Windshield is where he got the idea for The Girl on the Billboard. Dave Dudley, two after that. Two from Dave Dudley, Truck Driving Son of a Gun and Keep on Truckin'. Heard from a guy named Corb Lund, who I know nothing about, and that was Truck Got Stuck. And then The World's Last Truck Driving Man from Bobby Bear. And you know, it won't be long with all these self-driving cars and all these self-preserving hypocrites that are out there, but don't get me started on that, okay? And that'll do it for this week. Okay, so I do want to ask you again, please be nice to your kitties and your puppies and your birds and your snakes and your pet tarantulas, whatever you got. They're counting on us. Ozzy was a very scared guy. He was scared of everything. He was scared of me. He was scared of plastic bags, you name it, petrified him. But when it came time to do the deed, he took it like a trooper. He sat in my arms and he purred. I don't think I've heard him purr more than 6 or 8 times in his whole life. But he was ready. He knew it was coming. And he was, I think, pretty grateful that we were taking care of it for him and that he wasn't going to suffer anymore, because he hadn't eaten in 2 weeks, maybe. It's, you know, try that sometime. You see how it feels. I did it once and it's way overrated. Trust me. So, all right. That's the end of that subject. Maybe make a donation to your local Humane Society. Could you do that for me in the name of Ozzy? Yeah, just a thought. All right, so we're done here, and I got two more for you. One will remind you of the other, and I hope you have a good week, at least better than I have had. All right, have a good one. Please. Oops.
He drove a mighty rig that was long and black, twin screw axles and big chrome stack. He was all man as anyone could see. Didn't know his name, just Big Tennessee. He stood 6'3" in his double clutch boots, a black leather jacket. Gals thought he was cute, but he just smiled and go on his way. Slugged the jukebox and listened to it play. Big Tennessee, Big Tennessee. He once drove from Memphis to old Fort Worth and never once looked at that sleeper berth. Had a reputation for logging in on time. He pulled 14 years for the same truck line. He stopped one night at his favorite place, cause all day long he'd been a-setting the pace. He ordered coffee and said, make that tea, cause he'd seen that commercial they had on TV. Big Tennessee, Big Tennessee. He reached for his chain drive wallet on his hip, paid his bill and left a tip. He said, I'll see you boys, and was on his way, cause he was logging into Memphis for the break of day. Well, it was early that morning, and dawn had just cracked. Up ahead was a school bus stalled on the track. A big black freight was coming into sight. Tennessee knew he had a job all right. Big Tennessee, Big Tennessee. Well, he pulled his rig to the bus's back, and he pushed that bus off that railroad track. His engine stalled and all could see it was that last old mile for Big Tennessee. They said there wasn't any school next day, cause everybody went to their church to pray. For a man they'd never had a chance to see, didn't know his name, just Big Tennessee. Big Tennessee, Big Tennessee. Big Tennessee, Big Tennessee.
Big Joe and Fan 309.